see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the word is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program on this Thursday, 13th of February, 2014. Welcome today. I got a little bit of a treat for you. I have a video I'm going to play, but before I play the video, well, audio for you, I'm going to lay the groundwork for it, and I believe in evidence. And the best evidence is coming from the horses' mouths, plural, about what's really influencing, this agenda that's being thrown upon us for all of history of mankind. Oh, it goes way beyond the Iraqi dinar or the where to put your money and your bug-out bags and where you're going to go. I mean, that gets me something fierce. You know, I hear on all these places, shows and stuff, and they're talking about what are you going to put in your bug-out bag. I still can't get over that. And they say, well, get your bag ready to go, do some walking. Well, my first question, if I wasn't in tune to that, I'd be like, walk where? We're going to walk. I mean, if you're a SEAL or a former Marine or something, you have an idea, you read a map, and you know where you're going to live out in the woods, all that sort of thing, or, you know, you're going to walk wherever, like there's a piece of ground that's not going to be touched by the New World Order, as if it really existed. But nevertheless, they would go and find that there's no place to go. You can find places right now because nobody's there. You know what I mean? There's nobody there waiting for you. But when this goes down, when the New World Order takes over, And it will eventually. And they bring out the Chinese and the Russians that are already here, thanks to our own inside government that goes back to 1993, even actually before that. Every president that was involved in the U.S. takeover as a dictatorship, and my regular listeners, you've heard me talk many times with evidence at the yin yang about every president we've had has been a traitor to this country, except for the ones that's been assassinated. Because it's a fact that they're all family members. They're all part of the Merovingian bloodline. This is another fact that people just want to ignore. Gosh, it's frustrating sometimes. But, it's all scripted out. You know, I guess one thing that really gets me, one of my pet peeves that really torques me bad is that when people see before them or don't even take the time to look, but they see before them the evidence clear. You could put 10 tons of evidence and people just click right off, man. They just won't even listen or get mad at you, which I don't care if they do, but they just get mad at you or they stomp away or they'll come up with this nonsense retort that, total distraction, way off the storyline of what you're talking about. It's like, what? And they completely go off in the wild. And it's just a matter of denial. And I guess in a way, if you know the six steps that they go through, the eight stages of lifting the veil of what's behind each veil. There's eight veils that people never go past. One, they never get past the first veil of even wanting to know what's going on, much less the next seven that goes along with it. And then when you start learning the truth about the history of America, actually the world, you actually go through the same steps, literally, that someone has lost a husband or a wife or a son or daughter in death. They go through the same death steps, the steps of mourning. Almost exactly. It's the same thing. Shock, denial. There's like six steps they go through. But once you cross over each step, there's no going back. That's the tricky part. So people would rather not hear. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear. Don't tell me. Well, that's not going to solve it at all. It's eventually going to get thrown in your lap. And you got to deal with it. And there's no turning away when it's on your front doorstep. When mentally you've been prepared. It's the same thing as I taught self-defense and martial arts for 30 years. And, you teach someone, you want to try to give a seminar, for example. Not really teaching martial arts in the class because they're there because they want to and they pay there or they have taken the time so they want to be there. But when you're teaching a seminar, you're teaching to people that, say, in the hospital or a school system, or whatever, where they're told to come to the student, to the gym, or to the speaking hall, or whatever. They're told to be there at a certain time. So you're going to have people in there that really don't even know what's going on. They are told to be there, and they're there. So you start talking about self-defense. Where to walk, where not to walk, walk in a lighted area, don't walk in the dark areas, and watch your car, and look at under, and all that stuff. You start seeing them wincing. They start getting scared because of these things you're telling them. And just thinking about it causes people anxiety. So they close off their minds. Don't want to hear it. Well, if you don't know it, doesn't stop it from happening. And you should have listened, because then if you don't know what you're going to do, you kind of freeze up. That's not good. So it's been mentally prepared. What would you do if someone ran up to your car and opened the door? Well, lock your doors beforehand or something. But if you don't pay attention to what's going on, you don't look at the reality that could happen to you someday, then you're going to be caught by surprise. And then it's, I wished I'd have done this. I wished I'd have did this and so forth. Well, it's a little late now. Well, it's the same thing, sort of. It's a conspiracy that's real. And it's eventually going to show its ugly head to the public. Right now, it's conspiracy theory, per se. But it's no theory. But the reality of it is that it is, in fact, supernatural. And you don't fight the supernatural with material weapons. It don't work. It's not normal combat, so to speak. Satan is prince of this world. There's no way around it. Even the Bible confirms he's God of this world. Of this world. But not the universe. When you say the word universe and heaven, it starts taking on a philosophical notion, which is not what it is at all. That's the worthlessness of the subject philosophy. They teach college courses in philosophy. I took a course. A philosophy in college. It's a ridiculous course. It's nothing but chewing gum for the mind. I mean, it's worthless. Philosophy is it's like going around, it's like a cat chasing his tail. It's worthless. It doesn't get you anywhere. There's no knowledge. As a matter of fact, oh, there's not. It's a worthless course. Absolutely worthless. As a matter of fact, Plato, Aristotle, these were channeled. They were avatars of the fallen angels. I've got it documented. Look for it. Signs of Christ. S-I-G-N-S, Signs of Christ by Harold Balyoz, 1977. It's a textbook of the Illuminati, not well known to be a textbook. So people would never think to get it, but it's a textbook for the Illuminati. As is Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged. Those are textbooks written in such a way that the average person reading it thinks, oh, it's just a story. Amazing how it comes close to real life. Yeah, it is amazing because it is about real life, and it's written in a fictional storyline so people never think otherwise. It works perfectly. You can read Atlas Shrugged. It's like reading a classified document. You don't even know it. So therefore, it's hidden in plain view. That's the genius of it. Amazing. And that's what they do. And they get ready to close the gap. Not too far off down the road. Like Norman Mattoon Thomas said, America will be a socialist nation. Wake up one day and be a socialist nation, literally, and not even know how it happened under the name of liberalism. Democrats. Republicans plan the wars to kill, and the Democrats help bring America into a socialist communist nation without you even knowing about it. And yes, the two work together in concert. That's what Martin Luther King said, and Martin Luther King was right on target. His quote. That's why they killed him. That's why the Pentagon killed Martin Luther King, murdered him, along with Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Malcolm X. Because they were, for the people they represented, they were right on target. They weren't part of the Illuminati, Jesuits, or Freemasons. You see. Boy, I tell you, you know, you secret society members, you're going to hell. I mean, literally. I don't mean this facetiously. You are, in fact, headed to hell. Fast track, man. Fast track. Only way it's going to stop is when you renounce the blood oath and get out of there and pray to God that you don't have a reprobate mind. Because if you do, God will make sure, it's in the scripture, by the way, that you will not be born again, that you will not be able to renounce that sin. He will give you a reprobate mind that you will believe that lie. And that means you're your eternity is sealed, and there's nothing you can do about it, because you'll never see the truth. And there's many that's already been given that, because they have no truth in them. So God will turn them over to a reprobate mind, that they will not be saved. They will never see their family ever again in eternity if that family is born again. And the family will no longer remember them. And those that you know, better tell them, because this is a fact covered by Scripture. This is serious. It's not something to play around with. It's not a History Channel presentation. This is what's going to happen, because the Scriptures confirm it. Well, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and we've got a lot to cover today. I'm going to give you evidence today about how Satan is operating in and around us, and it's causing your children to commit suicide, drugs, fall away, turn off from the family, and head into hell. Family, because that's where they're heading if it don't pull them away from this nasty stuff and lead them in the right path. And the churches aren't doing it. Churches are leading people away in very subtle, sneaky ways. The message is clear today. Lord, we thank you today for being able to come together in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross for our sins, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit came down at Pentecost, that, Lord, from then on, the Holy Spirit brings us together, touches our hearts, convicts us of our sins. Lord, we thank you for the King James Bible, your only and true Holy Word. Father, through these, we thank you for divine appointments that we can share the gospel with each other, and Father, to bring others to Jesus and to confirm ourselves about what we know, to share Scripture. We thank you, Lord, that we can conduct Bible studies and broadcasting, that we can spread the truth. Lord, we thank you for our families. Lord, we thank you for the little miracles that you give us. That sometimes, Father, we need discernment and wisdom to see them. We get so busy sometimes, Lord, we look over the little things that happen in front of us. Father, we pray for our brethren that needs miracles, healing, to bring others close to Jesus Christ. For those family members that's turned away, that, Father, you'll open up their hearts to bring families together. And, Father, we pray for wisdom, discernment, that we can see the truth and give us courage to speak it. And, Father, the opportunities. That's why, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, we're up against a supernatural enemy that's picking up the pace. And this enemy is picking up the pace because this enemy sees God picking up the pace. Because Satan knows that his time is short. So he's going to start gathering together the evil, the influences. He's going to start calling in his markers. When you have a dancer, a singer, a movie star, or someone famous to die, in most cases, they've given their life to Lucifer. In contract, literally. So when you see it on TV and commercials and movies and so forth, you think, oh, that's, you know, that's metaphor, hyperbole. Not at all. Not at all. Before you get a contract in Hollywood, singing, dancing, whatever, and this is through Freemasons, through Wicca, witchcraft, covens, most all, as a matter of fact, all of the Hollywood stars of any of the skills, you might call it, have signed their name over to Lucifer because they couldn't make it on their own. As a matter of fact, admitted by them, their skills come from supernatural entities. Even Bruce Lee, who is a member of the Lai family, L-I, which is Illuminati, write down, L-I, link it up to Illuminati bloodline, and you'll see what I'm talking about right this moment. It's there. So he changed his name to L-E-E, Lee, and he really tried to get away from them. He admits in interviews where his skills had come from somewhere else, not from him, but the entity that entered inside him. And he had that bloodline, the copper-based DNA of the Illuminati bloodline, also linked up to Italian and German Breakspear Aldobrandini, connected to the Lee family. It's all connected, and they have a copper-based DNA. They are Nephilim. You think of Nephilim as giant, ugly, big heads and all that? No. Those are kept away. The pharaohs had that bloodline of the big, long, elongated heads. That's where they had that head contraption on, that helmet thing they used to wear in the pharaohs. And the pharaohs quantified, manipulated DNA to become the monarchies of today. The Merovingian bloodline, tribe of Dan, commingled their DNA with fallen angels, one specifically named Sanan de Manuel, the one that looks like Jesus Christ, as we think we know what he looks like. It's not him. It's not Jesus Christ at all. We've been fooled all these centuries. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not the one we see in the photos and pictures and movies. Blonde hair, blue eyed, long hair. No. That's Sanan de Manuel. It's the biggest hoax and lie ever been. The real Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hair like wool, bronze skin, short hair, looks like Arab, dark skin, is the real Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not the one we think in all the movies and TVs and portraits and black velvet. It's not him at all. That is Sanan de Manuel. Sananda, S-A-N-A-N-D-A. Look for it yourself. Right now, you can look it up, right this moment. And he's the one calling himself Yeshua. That's the fake name of Jesus. The biggest hoax ever planned is getting ready to hit us. And they're not aliens. They're not ascended masters. They're fallen angels, and they are demonic. They show you the evil. Then that looks evil. It looks like reptilian, or looks like some monster thing going on or sticking out and all this. That's got to be evil. Yeah, that's evil. Well, over here, blonde hair, blue eyed, tall, handsome looking and all that. That's got to be good. Yeah, no. They're just as evil because both are the same. And you're going to see that. It's coming. Both are evil. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. And they get ready to play it on you. The TVs, the movies, music. Music is the biggest one. Well, Satan is God of this world. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. Look it up. Look it up. But he's not king. He can only do so much of what God will allow based on us turning away from God. And the more we turn away from God, the more he pulls back. He's not going to bless us any longer or allow this to continue. The more we pull away from God, the more he's going to pull away from us. What does that mean specifically? The more we allow homosexual marriage to be a mandate, the more we allow taking down the Ten Commandments. Everything we allow, and notice it's all based on anti-God. Everything's based on NAACP, anti-God. ACLU, anti-God. KKK, Black Panthers, ADL, Tea Party. Now, the ones of the Tea Party will disagree. But they don't know about their leaders. Their leaders, a fact, are members of the Council of National Policy. Look it up. And they formed the Tea Party to find out who are really patriots and follow God. So they got people like Ron Paul, who's a Rosicrucian, member of the secret society, a traitor all his life, along with all the rest of them. Jerry Boykin, who's a Knights of Malta, Rick Warren, Rick Joyner, Todd Bentley, the whole doggone lot of them, Brazier, T.D. Jakes, Dollar, every doggone one, Joyce Myers, Copeland, they're all Masons, Freemasons. Masons, what are you doing? Are you American or are you some kind of alien? What are you doing? You take a blood oath to lie. You swear to God that you're going to lie. That's insane. Absolute insanity. So if you don't believe in God, why are you taking an oath to lie to an entity you don't believe in? That's dumb. And yet you control everything in the United States only for now. You will lose it because they're going to kill you. When they're done with their work, the Great White Brotherhood, it is documented. They are going to execute every Freemason that's on the rolls. They've got your names. They connected with the Freemasons in July of 1782 at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, and they've been in control ever since. The Illuminati knows who you are. And they use you because you use the lower-ranking Freemasons. And you make sure they're in the clerk of court or they're in some kind of position of authority or they in some way have access to people's records. Yeah, I know. And you recruit. We don't recruit. Yeah, you do. I know you do. They tried to recruit me twice. Actually, three times. And I refused and I lost three jobs. Now, I don't have very any, unforgiveness and all that, but I'm telling you how they work. And how you're working is leading you straight to hell. Literally, hell is a real place. And all the good deeds in the world will not get you out of it. It just digs your hole deeper. And there's a certain level of ground you're digging that you're not coming out no matter what you do. And if you want to, you won't even know to want to, because God will turn you over to a reprobate mind that sends you a strong delusion. Since you don't want to believe the truth, he'll make darn sure you don't. That's in the scripture. That's frightening. To have the Savior, to have God of this universe, to turn you away on purpose because you've gone too far. How do you know you've gone too far? Because you can lie, cheat, and steal, and murder, and go adultery and whatever you want to do without bothering you at all. You better start worrying. Ephesians 2:2, he's prince of the power of the air. Satan is Lucifer. And they think that Lucifer, Satan, and Jesus are all the same. It's all mixed up. I got news for you. King James says no. King James says Lucifer and Satan are the same. And that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of the living God, the bright morning star. Way different. There's no such thing as duality. That's another lie from hell. When the Bible says that Satan is God of this world, it's not saying he's at ultimate authority. It's conveying the idea that Satan rules over the unbelieving world in a specific way. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, the unbeliever follows Satan's agenda. The god of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. And God's allowing it to happen because you turn away from him. Those that have. And the only way to get out of it is being set free by Jesus. There is no other way. You cannot buy your way out of hell. It's not possible. And Satan is a liar. John 8:4. The family, how does he control? Well, one way that's powerful is through music. The other, harmony, beauty, and the arts, music. And the other is religion. All religions. He infiltrates. To infiltrate, you got to create. You can't infiltrate something that's not there. You know, you can't do it. So what they do, dialectic, they pull you in, and if you don't pull in, they'll create a movement, a religion, something, condition that you will join that they control. What does that mean? I'll give you an exact example of what really happened, real quick. Before the Vatican was ever organized into the Roman Catholic Church, a little bit before the 4th century, you had the ancient mystery schools of religion. Shamanism, Zoroastrianism, all the way back to Nimrod. Baal, sun worship. Mithraism, that's Christmas actually. The birth of Mithra. Shamanism, Zoroastrianism, all kinds of isms. Witchcraft. Islam wasn't even existing then. Islam wasn't even formed. Then comes along Constantine. Long story short, I'm not going to go into details about that, but Constantine comes in 325 AD, actually 313 AD, because Satan sent him there for very good reason from his point of view. That's how the Roman Catholic Church was created, through Constantine. It was organized, the Council of Nicaea. 325 AD. To placate those that did not accept the ancient mystery religions, Satan created a religion. Called it Christianity. Which is apart from being a Christian. Oh, you ever heard that before? Because the doctrine is perverted. The doctrine of the scrolls is real. That's why Satan started with Origen, O-R-I-G-E-N, Greek philosopher, to corrupt the real word of God that was contained at Antioch. Origen corrupted his copies. That became the basis of Roman Catholic Church, the Bible. Eusebius, 325 AD, Constantine got the scriptures and scrolls from Eusebius, Origen in Alexandria, Egypt. And that's the basis of the second Bible ever written, the corrupted Bible. But nobody's touched the Textus Receptus. Nobody's touched the King James Bible. It stands alone in all Bibles. It is God's holy word. Remain complete. Now, I'm not telling you the whole story. That'd take me another 30 minutes. But so it goes from Origen, corrupted, to Eusebius and Constantine, corrupted. To Jerome, severely corrupted, Latin vomit gate. Passed on through the centuries to 1800s, Westcott and Hort, to Freemasons. There you go. Doggone it, Masons, what's wrong with you? And then it goes to Westcott and Hort, who corrupted it even more. But never touched the King James Bible. Stands alone. Until today. And tomorrow still stands. As it did way back to the day it was ever penned out in scrolls by the disciples and Moses, a Masoretic text, is perfect. The King James Bible is perfect. The others are not. And this could be proven over and over and over. So Satan used religion as a smorgasbord of just pick your poison, what you want. Got what you want. Just take your pick. Lukewarm Christianity, a little Hinduism here, Mormonism, you can own your own planet, you know. Over here, Hinduism, just keep coming back over and over and over if you want to. Over here, you got some Christianity, we got different flavors of that. You want this flavor over here? You don't like that? Okay, how about this one? There's no such thing as religion in God's world. It's redemption and salvation. And there's one way, and one way only, through Jesus. Well, I've got picked up some news along the way here. One thing I'll mention, news-wise, you got one state that's abolished the death penalty. You got Arizona judge now. He rejects a bid to spare a murderer from death. He keeps the death penalty. What they're trying to do is get rid of the death penalty, but it follows a New Age mandate in theology to eliminate all prisons and all death penalty, that when you commit a crime, it's just a matter of learning. I guess the victim, well, you just got to learn, believe in karma or something or another. Nanu, nanu, nanu. They have no answers. They believe in no judgment. They believe in no God. They got big surprise coming. Ooh, do they ever. But the idea is to get rid of the death penalty according to New Age movement precepts. So it's going to come around. They're going to challenge all the death penalty and prisons and all that. You got them still trying to support the theory of evolution. Now they've got a prehistoric boy, maybe Native American link. They'll put in 20,000 years ago, 30,000, 100,000 years ago, which is not even biblical. And the carbon dating is completely, lacks complete credibility, as has been proven over and over. You also, I find something very unusual. In a New York school, was that these New York students weren't allowed, to write about bad Malcolm X for Black History assignment. What? Why not? Bad Malcolm X. Man, you got Jesse Jackson. You got to be kidding me. And the others that, along with that. Martin Luther King was one of the greatest politicians we ever had in this country. Along with JFK, Bobby Kennedy. And Malcolm X, although not seeing eye to eye with Martin Luther King, they both were against the Illuminati and the Freemasons. How about that? And both of them went against them, and both of them were killed by Freemasons and the Illuminati. You know why Malcolm X is not being allowed to be written about? Because he's a truth teller. As was Martin Luther King. And I got quotes from Martin Luther King in a speech where he confirms in his speech that he moved away from the civil rights workers. Like Jesse Jackson, all these others. He moved from them because he wanted to bring people together. As far as the civil rights leaders, they can do what they want to do. But I have a dream. He separates himself from civil rights workers. Because he knew they were up to no good. But he wanted to bring people together. And that's what they didn't want to do. They wanted him to lead a revolution. And they're going to use Malcolm X and the civil rights to stir up trouble. And then that would be justified martial law to be declared. Now, Nixon was going to try this, pitting the army against the Marines in 1972-74. Glasshouse tapes, 1973, confirms this. So Nixon's going to try the military against the military. Well, in the 1960s, it was trying to black against the white. And then Kent State was a test to see if the military were American citizens. All that was going on behind everybody's back. And the attempted sinking of the USS Liberty was to sink it, then blame it on Egypt to get World War III up and running. But you see, what they don't realize is God's in control. It all failed. Nixon tried again, 72, 74. He failed. Oliver North, Reagan, Jerry Freda, Carter tried to set it up 1984 to 87. It failed. Operation Northwoods failed. 1993, they finally asked the question with a questionnaire, would American troops fire on American citizens? They found out from a 40-question questionnaire, which I got a copy of it, that it was not favorable. They could not trust the American servicemen to fire on American citizens. So in 1993, they started bringing in Chinese and Russian troops and setting up bases since 1978 even. For the invasion of the United States by our own government. When they talk about back in the 60s, Jane Fonda, remember Jane Fonda? She went to North Korea, and they showed pictures of her in an aircraft gun with a North Korean communist. And then that was to demoralize the troops, and it worked really well. She became a hated figure, and she knew it, because all of the movie stars and singers are either Freemasons and the Wicca. Now, she later came around, like, I don't know, 20, 30 years later, she became born again. But during that period of time, here's the hypocrisy of it. So they use her to galvanize patriotism and also to show, to take away the sovereignty or whatever pointed toward her. Well, at the same time, all of our presidents, including FDR, a real liar, four-time elected. I got the evidence out the yin-yang on him. He's going to set up a dictatorship in 1943. Truman, another liar. Lyndon B. Johnson, one evil individual you can't even imagine. As soon as the assassination of Kennedy, he turned to, and boy, he went to work to bring us into a war with communism. It's a Jesuit organized group, by the way. He turned to go get it. He's a coward anyway. These people, man, I just tell you. Fast forward, every single president since then on have been traitors to this country, trying to take us down in subtle ways. Every single one. Evidence is available, not a problem. Carter, Reagan, actor, peanut farmer, bloodline members, Ford, Nixon, Bush. That bloodline goes back to 1915, Samuel Bush, a founding member of the military-industrial complex called the War Industries Board. The evil resides in that family, in witchcraft you can't even imagine. They're not remotely Christian at all. They're just like their cousins. Kerry, Cheney, Dole. Buchanan's a high-level priest in the Luciferian Order, as is Clinton. Now you got it. This is what really is behind the scenes. Each one setting up another block to take us down, step by step, behind the scenes. God put my heart to say something. I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about exactly today, but it kind of come together here. You need to know these truths. Not good to hear, But you got to know them. They are defeated. But we got to deal with them in the meantime. Even pray for them. But you got to move on. Malcolm X, if they had, say a student was allowed to write about Malcolm X, why wouldn't they allow him to write about Malcolm X? All the schools are confirmed. All public schools. Quote, confirmation. Every school in America, every public school in America, is in fact a school of humanism. And they make sure of that. And Marxism. Every public school. So when they say the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America Incorporated, it's just to placate. You have good teachers that come along, or made decent stars, or they're told to shut up. If they really say, well, I'm just going to teach what I want to, they will be, the Masons, these are stars, will drum them out of school, and they will be looking for another job fast, and they'll be blackballed. How good do you, secretarial work, you'll never teach again. That's how they do it in schools and police departments. That's the reality. And the presidency of the United States is picked before he even gets in high school. And with 100% chance of success of being appointed as president of the United States of America Incorporated. That's how it really works. So Malcolm X, if they were allowed to write about him, they would learn that Malcolm X actually discovered that Islam was not a violent religion at all, but peaceful. It was the Muslim Brotherhood that made it violent. And the Muslim Brotherhood, from the 6th century to 1920s, in 1920s, the Muslim Brotherhood, radical within Islam itself, was formed by the Vatican as a dialectic to destroy Islam from the inside. Now, granted, in around the 9th or 10th century, the Vatican funded the invasion of armies into northern Africa. They initiated it to make Islam a strong force to be reckoned with. And they were going to use them then. And then the second reason they funded them was to take Jerusalem, which they did, and then turn over to the Pope, which they didn't. And the third agreement was protect Roman Catholics and Augustinian monks, which they did. However, God's in control. He turned them over to power lust in that period of time. Because the Vatican was going to then take the world by storm using the children of Ishmael. Oh, yeah, in the 9th century. But the problem was the Muslims said, I want to keep going. The kids are doing good. We want to go on to Europe. No, that's not part of the deal. Well, yeah, it is. We're going to do it anyway. And that was the purpose of the Crusades, number one. To stop what the Vatican had started already. They had to subjugate Islam because Islam had become too powerful and too ambitious. 11 crusades later, they subjugated Islam and they made sure America financed also to be the pit bull dog for the Vatican beginning in 1897. Oh yeah. To make sure, actually before that, in 1865, to make sure we didn't become powerful enough to overtake the monarchies in the world. That's always been their fear. They learned their lesson when fueled the Muslims. Now you know what the Civil War is all about, too. To make sure. That's why they had French on the south and Germans on the north. To make sure we fought ourselves to complete exhaustion. That was the purpose. And to set up another bank cycle of 70 years, beginning in 1859. First one was 1889. 1879, 70 years, 1859, 70 years, 1929, 70 years, 1999, supposed to end and begin a new world order. They've tried all along for a new world order, and they've failed ever since Nimrod. Ah. Alexander failed. Napoleon failed. Hitler failed. Now you see where the rhythm is? God keeps breaking them down. So back to Malcolm X. It was the Muslim Brotherhood that then they decided to turn it up the state. How they set this up in back to 1712. Yeah, you heard me right. So
and he lives.